Tim speaking.
Hi, Tim. My name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. How are
Hi, Lily.
You?
Good. Are you calling in reference to the email I sent?
Yes, I am. Calling regarding that email. Yeah, is this a good time?
Yeah, it's fine. Because I tried calling Chris because he's the one I initially spoke with.
Okay.
But I don't seem to be able to get a hold of him. And, you know, it's hard because the first person you speak with that makes promises about a company, I guess that's just the salesman. And they never talk to you again after that. So, you know, I signed on with Local Splash partially because of him, because I felt a trustworthiness with him. But and when I talk with, who's my rep, Emma, I feel like, I think Emma, there's maybe someone else I've talked to. Are they outsourced? Are they from another country?
I believe they are. I'm not a certain 100%.
And I don't have a problem with that, but my one issue with it is there's a different mindset, you know, here in the States, we have to do things a certain way. We have to make a certain level of money. If we're putting out a bunch of money for marketing and advertising and I'm not seeing anything from it, like, not only does it make me mad, but it's also making me worried because I need money to keep this going. And I get that from business. And when they told me, oh, you haven't gotten anything because a certain thing was turned off, and they made me feel like it was my fault, I'm like, it's not my fault that something was turned off on your end so that I wasn't even being marketed. And then they only credited me for like 2 weeks worth.
Yeah.
When they told me it was turned off for a month.
I see.
And I'm getting worked up right now. I'm going to get to where I start cussing. I don't want to do that. I'm just very frustrated with this because the only phone call I get is when the payment hasn't gone through. Mm-hmm. So I have not gotten one phone call, but the statistics, because they're looking at every phone call that comes through to my number, I'm getting bombarded with spam, and yet the statistics are showing I'm getting phone calls, and it's because of the spam. I haven't gotten one phone call from a client in any of the areas I'm supposedly being marketed.
Huh.
So something's got to give. Something has to happen. Otherwise, I'm going to try another company.
I understand, and I completely agree. And I'm very sorry for the experience you've had so far here, Tim. This is usually not the way things work. You know, I know there was a discrepancy where something was turned off or your ads were turned off. You have gotten no traffic, you know, during that time. So I'm very sorry for the experience you've had so far, but I am certain that we can turn this around for you. I know you're already very worked up because, you know, the little credit that you were provided, but I'd be more than happy to waive your local SEO costs for the next two billing cycles. So it'll be a total of $199 removed from each monthly billing. And then that'll give us a little bit of time to really focus on your account. I'd be more than happy to check it every day and make sure we're seeing movement. Right now, as you mentioned, I'm not seeing any leads coming in through your call tracking or through your Google Verified campaign. So I really just want to make sure that campaign is running smoothly, is active, and that we're checking it daily to see progress.
And like, is someone doing that? I know there's a point of you get it set up so that it runs smoothly.
Right.
But in the meantime, you know, who's checking me or any other client on a regular basis? Is the stuff, you know, I'm a remodeler, so that's kitchen, that's bathroom, that's whole house. I do everything from cabinets to countertops to cement work to plumbing and electrical, but I don't know if I'm only being marketed as one thing, maybe a general contractor. Like, I look up locally for a remodeler, and my name is nowhere to be found on any of the Google lists.
Gotcha, yeah.
So how the hell does that work? Why are all these other companies up there But I was made promises that I would be in the top 3 or 5 on that list, and I'm nowhere to be found. And I've worked my ass off to get my reviews up. It's not easy to go back and get clients to give you a 5-star review. And it's not like I have 20 clients every month so that I get a lot of reviews. You know, a kitchen takes a couple of months to get done. So that's one review I can only get every. So all of these frustrations are going on, and and I can't continue to pay you guys when I'm not getting any work.
I hear you. I really do. As far as your placement, you have been with us 2 months. Usually it takes about 4 to 6 months minimum. Yeah, so far I see you've been with us 2 months. Let me just double check.
I feel like it's been.
Yes, you signed up on the 6th of January. So it's
6th?
Mm-hmm, on the 6th.
Yeah.
3 months. Yeah. So that's usually about the time it takes to really start to see good placement. Minimum of 4 to 6 weeks is really what we ask, but it depends on the competition and your area as well. Right now I am seeing quite a bit of competition, and I am searching for your placement with the keywords we have on file, and I'm not finding it yet, which is why another reason why I really want to waive the cost for local SEO and just allow a little bit of time to see better results, because we are already optimizing, and reviews always help a lot. Responding to them as well helps a lot, but sometimes with the competition in the area, it just takes a little bit more time.
But all of my reviews are responded to except one, and it's someone I'm not going to respond to. But
okay.
But every single one, I mean, there's only, 13 or 14 there, but every single one of them have a response to them. So I was trying to put pictures up. I was told to do that. So everything I've been told to do, I've been doing. But I don't, another company told me, well, your website name being Miller Home Remodel versus your company name being Miller Building Company is going to throw off Google, and so they're not going to focus on you because your wording is different. I mean, is that true? Because I'm not the expert, so I'm relying on, in this case, Local Splash to tell me what's true and not true and direct things.
No worries.
And if you're saying you're not seeing anything coming up, then that's on you guys to help fix that and understand why. But at the same time, initially I was told, yes, you will see results in 4 to 6 weeks, and I have not seen any results in 3 months. So.
Yeah, no, I understand. I know that there, like I said, usually it does take 4 to 6 weeks, but it really depends on the area and competition. So which is why we ask for a good 3 months in the beginning when you sign up, specifically with local SEO, because that's really where, it's not like where we create a paid ad campaign and we just start it right away as soon as we create it. For local SEO, it takes keyword optimization, post creation, adding photos, descriptions, and things like that. So it does take a little bit more time, but you're just 3 months in right now, so it's not this is not going to improve. This definitely has a lot of potential. We just really have to focus on the traffic. For example, like you're doing right now, creating reviews. Getting reviews, replying to them. Also, posts. We have the option to, enable your posts. And I do see that we are creating posts on the Google listing, which I'm going to increase to 3 times per week versus once per week. And that'll help with traffic as well. But it is different than paid ad campaigns where we create them and they automatically start to, run and get you the visibility that we want you to get for local SEO. But so I
because what I was promised was you don't have to pay for leads anymore like I did with Angie and Home Advisor. You're going to get leads, the type of leads where they're calling you. You're not having to call out to them.
Correct.
And that's what I have not seen yet. And
right.
When I look up local competition, while there are a couple that have, 40, 50 reviews and more, great, but there's like one or two companies that have 3 or 5 reviews, which is less or half than mine. So they're doing something better and right that's putting them on the list and I'm not on the list. So,
Yes, I see what you're saying. Although you do have Google Verified as well. I know you haven't gotten a single lead through that. It doesn't look like, so you have all your budget there. But you do have that extra visibility. That's another thing I want to look into. When I was going over the account, I realized that you haven't gotten one lead from that. So I'm going to have a meeting with our Google Verified team to triple check that this is, fully optimized and running smoothly, because you have.
And there was an issue at the beginning where they created somehow. I ended up having two Google. What do you call it? There was two things set up for Miller Building, so one of them had to be deleted or turned off so that the other one could be focused on. I don't know that that was done properly or accurately. They told me it was.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, for some reason, when I look up Miller Building Company, it shows it being in Montclair and not Pomona, and it no longer shows up on my home address where I'm at.
Let's see. Okay, so yes, for your business, I do see that the listing is verified in Pomona. Let me give you the address I have. I have 632 Burdick Drive in Pomona, California, 91768. Is that correct?
That's the address. There was a possibility of setting it up with my P.O. box so that people weren't just looking at my house where I live if they looked it up.
Oh.
Because my P.O. box is with the UPS company, and so it just comes up as another address, which would be 101 West Mission Boulevard, also in Pomona. But when I look up now Miller Building Company, it shows it in Montclair, which is a different city, and I do not see it showing up for my address at 632 Burdick Drive, and I don't see it showing up for the 101 West Mission Boulevard.
I see. I don't see that the address is displayed. I see that you have 13 very good reviews, and you have your that it is showing in Pomona and nearby areas. It's actually outlining that in the map, your service areas.
Okay.
Yeah, but I will, either way, I'm going to double check that as well to make sure that there isn't another existing listing out on Google that is not already merged or removed. That is important, so I'll double check, but it doesn't look like there is another one at this time. Although, like I said, Tim, I'm going to triple check and make sure that we're not doing anything incorrect here.
Will you get back with me in touch base or stay in contact with me?
Absolutely.
And I know until it gets automated properly so that it's running the way it's supposed to, but can you make sure that the full force of your operations goes into my thing until it's running properly?
Absolutely. I'll be more than happy to do that. And I will keep in touch with you. I'm actually going to go ahead and assign myself as your account manager.
Is there multiple things that are wrong, or is it just one thing that's wrong that's not making it work right? Yeah, all of that. I like having answers to questions, and those are all questions.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Not a problem. I'll follow up with you, and I'll be your account manager, Tim. So if there's anything that you need help with or any questions, please don't hesitate to let me know. My name is Lily, and then I will also...
Are you going to send me a text message or an email?
Yes, exactly. I was going to send you a text message with my contact information in case you need to reach me directly. Yeah. And
are you in Fountain Valley?
I'm actually in Orange County, but not in Fountain Valley. I'm in Riverside County, so it's not too far.
Okay. All right. So it's nice to talk. You know the areas...
Yes, absolutely.
You live in SoCal like me, so you know the areas.
Absolutely, yes.
When I'm trying to hit Chino Hills, Ontario, Laverne, Claremont, San Dimas, anything outlined from there.
Okay.
It's nice for someone to know. And so when you talk about there's a lot of local competition, are they competition in all the same cities and zip codes that I'm trying to hit? Is there a particular zip code that, man, you should just be hitting this one because it's going to make you so much money because there's no competition there? It's nice to have someone to talk to and know the areas we're talking about for that purpose.
Right, exactly. We optimize to get you the most visibility in the most competitive areas to get you the best return. It is a good thing that I know these areas. I'll make sure that we're fully optimizing within all of them. If there is ever a time where I need to point out, okay, this area needs to be added or removed, I'll make sure to let you know. But so far, everything looks good as far as your service areas.
I don't, I'm trying not to. I know there's money to be made, and I'm not huge, but I want to be bigger. My goal was to triple what I had coming in this next year, but so far that's not working out. But I don't want to drive out to Newport Beach or to Yurupa Valley or to Adelanto.
Okay.
But if I need to expand a little further from where I am currently being marketed, I need you guys to tell me that, if that's what's going to bring me some business at the moment. So
absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
I'll make sure to keep you informed. You do have a lot of service areas right now, and that's a very good place to start, especially since we're optimizing aggressively. But, yeah, I'll make sure to keep you informed on that as well, Tim.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I'll also send you an email confirming the next two service credits of $199 for your next two months coming up, okay, just so that there's no confusion. I apologize for the experience you've had so far, but it's going to be turning around moving forward.
Real quick, how is it working? I thought it was a little similar. I pay $1,300 a month.
Yes.
So far. And that was supposedly, there's the one fee of $200 or $300 a month, but then the rest of it is supposedly going towards leads being generated through Google.
Correct.
But if I'm not getting leads, then what is being paid? What is it being paid towards? So
yeah.
I should be getting credits for not receiving anything those months.
Yes, exactly. So the
payment, or I should have a bank that's being built up where it's got, 3,000, I'm just getting an example, built up in it. So
exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like an escrow account. We hold a certain monthly budget for your Google Verified campaign, and then if you get any leads, then that's deducted from the monthly budget. So the next month we would just charge you the difference to bring your budget back up to $1,300. But right now you have all of it still there. So
it's all still there, right? So
yeah,
I don't see an accounting of it. And when they're counting certain things coming through as a lead and none of those are actual leads, I just want to confirm that they know those aren't leads and I'm not getting deducted for things that aren't accurate.
Exactly. Yeah. So with Google Verified, when you get those calls from those ads, those calls are checked by Google and they make sure that they are actual leads, good leads, that they're services that you offer. If for any reason they're not, they're junk or spam or whatever, then we have every option to dispute it, although most of the time Google will review it and not even charge you for those calls. So you don't have to worry about that budget just being thrown away.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. All right.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and continue to work on your account here, Tim. I want to go ahead and follow up with you no later than Friday, just with some updates and to review the account, if that'll be okay with you.
Yes, this Friday?
Yes, this Friday the 10th, if that'll be okay.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good. Thank you.
Perfect. I appreciate your time today, Tim, and your patience, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.